was armed with a gun, knife, and zip ties. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A man arrested outside the home of a Supreme Court justice after threatening to kill him.
According to a court filing, Roski, wearing all black, got out of a taxi cab at 1:05 in the morning, looked at the two U.S. Marshals working security outside Justice Kavanaugh's home, then walked down the street. At 1:42 a.m., the Montgomery County Police Department received a 911 call. It was Roski himself, we're told. He told authorities on the phone he was suicidal and he had intent to harm and kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Fox's David Spunt. Roski, during his initial court appearance, told the judge he didn't think he was thinking clearly and that he's on medication. He will remain in custody. His next court appearance is later this month. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy. And we will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable.
Garland says he helped implement 24/7 security at justices' homes. This is Fox News is told the National Guard is telling states they may need to send members to D.C. in preparation for the Supreme Court ruling that could overturn Roe versus Wade. Fox is told crew members won't be flown in unless there's a security event that warrants it. The conservative think tank, the Brookings Institution, has placed its president, retired Marine General John Allen, on administrative leave amid a federal investigation into his role in an illegal lobbying campaign on behalf of Qatar. Yesterday, the Associated Press reported the FBI seized Allen's electronic data as part of an investigation into his efforts to help Qatar influence U.S. policy in 2017. Wall Street, the Dow lost 269, the Nasdaq off 88, the S&P minus 44. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are suing the FBI, claiming it didn't stop convicted sports doctor Larry Nassar, despite reports he was abusing gymnasts in 2015.
Gold medalists Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Michaela Maroney, and about 90 other claimants, are suing the FBI, accusing the agency of failing them.
On no planet is what happened in this case acceptable.
FBI Director Chris Wray, during a Senate hearing last year, Larry Nassar, now imprisoned for the rest of his life. Both Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics have also settled with hundreds of victims. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A city council member in Troy, New York, is being forced out and could face prison time after pleading guilty to three federal counts of voter fraud. As part of a plea deal, Kimberly McPherson admitted to falsely casting an absentee ballot in last year's primary election and two such ballots in the election for governor. Amazon says it's fighting bad listings and shows the evidence in a new report.
Amazon's second annual report shows the company prevented 4 billion bad listings in 2021 and removed more than 3 million counterfeit products. The results released Wednesday are mixed compared with 2020, when Amazon blocked 10 billion listings and got rid of 2 million phony products. The e-commerce giant also saw a decrease in complaints of intellectual property infringement in 2021. Counterfeit sellers have long plagued Amazon and other e-commerce retailers. The Seattle-based company recently stepped up efforts to fight it amid heightened scrutiny from brands and anti-counterfeit legislation. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
For the first time in their 5-decades-long career, punk pioneers Blondie are putting out a box set. Blondie, Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982, will include 124 tracks, including 36 which were never released. It drops August 26th. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.